Yeah, good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Research. And today we're talking with people in California, and we would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Now, before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely? Are you in a safe place?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. In which county in California do you currently live? Do you still live in Direct, California?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, thank you. And just for a statistical purpose only, all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, or almost calls on a regular home phone?
All phones.
On the cell phone?
Cell phones and... Both.
Like some on the regular and some on the cell phone, I understand. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office, yes or no?
No.
And just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
Old.
I understand, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. But are you between, let's say, 55 to 65, 66?
I wish.
Up to 75? Or are you between, or more than 80?
Older.
Okay. 65 plus. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Again, I appreciate your patience. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian? American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Mexican American.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I have is Hispanic or Latino. Will that be okay so we can move forward?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
What is the last grade that you are completed in school? Like high school, some college, vocational training, 2-year college, 4 years, some postgraduate work?
Graduated and then professionally retired.
I understand, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure talking to you. Now, getting started. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly also? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for the state assembly will be held today, from who would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from your district?
The Republican candidates all the way around.
Thank you, ma'am. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. And for each, can you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person? And if I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, how about Donald Trump? Favorable, unfavorable, never heard of him,
opinion? I didn't understand the name.
Mr. Donald Trump.
What's the last name?
Trump. Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, you're saying Trump.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, very favorable.
Very, very favorable. Okay. How about Joanna Garcia Rose? Favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Oh, you never heard of her?
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Esmeralda Soria? Is that name rings a bell?
Yes, it rings a bell. Not favorable.
Okay, unfavorable. How about Kamala Harris? Favorable or unfavorable?
None favorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Now, moving on. Which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Is it the issue of the border security, the jobs in the economy, taxes, crime and public safety, homelessness, inflation and the cost of living, education, health care, abortion, climate change, if you have to pick the most important issue to you personally?
To me personally, in this state?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Most of the ones you mentioned are bad in this state.
I know. Yeah, they all need to be taken care of. It, but just for the sake of the research, can you pick one? Border security, jobs, the economy, taxes, crime, public safety, homelessness.
Border security.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you, ma'am, in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local office? From 0 to 10, what number?
I'm very interested, so that would be a 10?
Yes, ma'am. Now, next, if the election for president was being held today, from who would you vote? Donald Trump, or Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Republican all the way, Trump.
Understood. And I know you said it already, but I'm required to reverberate them. I do appreciate your patience. Now, if the election for state assembly was being held today, from whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Adderett, and a mother, or Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat state assembly member?
Republican.
All the way, yeah. So it will be Ms. Garcia Rose, definitely, correct?
I guess if he's the only Republican running, yes.
Yeah, yes. For the assembly, for the state assembly, yeah, Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, right. Okay, so a Republican, definitely, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty off on the wrong track? What's your opinion of that?
Wrong track.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Wrong track. Now, next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stay about the same? What's your take on that?
Increased.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, now on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, great. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me, ma'am, whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Okay, and these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, all right, ma'am? They just want to see how you react. Great, let's go. First one is Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life prison for sexual predators who molested children. Is that a statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference on your support for her?
You know what? I'm not familiar, and I'm not sure what you said. So
okay.
Let's just skip that one.
I'm sorry. Let me read it once again, okay? My apologies. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molested children. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
You know, I still did not exactly get what you said. Something about her statement in regards to sexual predators.
Predators,
but I'm
right.
Not sure what you said, so I'm not sure how to answer that.
Okay,
because I did not.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. The question was that I'm going to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign.
Now, wait a minute. Wait.
Yes?
Is this a statement that you're telling me she said or just a statement that someone says she said?
No, this is statements that other people are saying about her. This is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? So after I read each statement, Can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Okay, so here's the first one. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molested children. Now, the question is that statement, does that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference on your support?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. Now, as a professional editor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Same question. Is that statement will make you to support her much more?
Again,
more?
I'm very sorry, but I do not understand what you're saying, so I would rather just not answer.
Okay, no problem.
No problem.
We can move to the next one. No problem. I will read. I'll try to read a little bit clearly. No, thank you.
Okay, move on because I'm doing something.
Now, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Now, is that statement will make you to support her more, much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
You know what? Everything makes a difference. So for whatever reason, I don't know why, either you're saying the name and I'm not understanding, but I've never heard of that person, so I would rather not answer.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. But Joanna Garcia Rose is the Republican who's running for the...
How do you spell the last name?
Rose. R for Roger, O for Oscar, S for Sierra, and E for Echo. Rose. So, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional. Okay. Yes, ma'am?
What county is she? Or what district is she? I've never heard of her.
Understood.
I used to pay attention.
Yeah, I understand. I don't have that information, ma'am. I'm required to read verbatim, but we can move on, man. Don't worry, okay? Now, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians for trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public offices. Now, is that statement will make you to support Joanna Garcia Rose at much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, what makes no difference for you to vote for her?
I'm very sorry, but I did not understand what you said. I would rather just stop now, if you don't mind.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate your patience, okay? Bye-bye.